The Rudiment warm-up, it is one of my favorites. I've told you before, I've warmed up for years using a Rudiment, something called the Rudimental Ritual from Alan Dawson. And so that's just kind of been in my drumming vocabulary. And so I would suggest you incorporate one of these types, especially if you're a little more advanced and you know all your rudiments, because it helps you review your rudiments, and you really don't have to do anything else as far as keeping them in shape. Now, if you want to push speed and those kinds of things, then we're going to obviously have to do them differently. But that's neither here nor there. Now, I will say, this is not a lesson where I am teaching you these rudiments. You need to already know these rudiments when you come to this lesson. The reason is because it's an official measurement. There is a buttload of rudiments here. It's 4 pages long, maybe 5 by the time it's all printed off, but it's 4 or 5 pages long, and that is enough to do. So we're going to have enough trouble going through this whole thing and me telling you how it's all laid out and how we string them together. Okay, so this is the way I string them together. If you want to add in rudiments of your own, you can as well. When I'm playing through this, I put a foot ostinato in there. So you can start with quarters. You can graduate to eighth notes, 1 and 2, and just kind of a walking eighth note. And then later we can go to a samba. So 1e and a 2e and a 3e and a 4e and a 1. And then learning to play these rudiments on top of that is hard. Once you get that down in your practice time, move it to your warm-up time, and you can do it successfully, then you're really cooking. So then you're doing this complex warm-up, and you're reminding yourself of all of these coordination things, polyrhythmic type things, and it's all in your warm-up. It's the big 7 in full effect in your warm-up, using dynamics, all those things. I'll talk about in growing your warm-up routine later how we can take and apply these things in different areas of our drumming as well, moving it around the kit. But we don't want to do that at first. I just want you to do it on the snare. Add a foot ostinato in there, even if it's just quarter notes. All right, so let's get down to this. We have a lot of work to do in this lesson. The first thing we have is double stroke roll. That's going to go for 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 measures, okay? And so what we're going to do here is we're going to go gradually from eighth notes to triplets to sixteenths to sextuplets to 32nd notes. So gradually getting faster here, all right? So with eighth notes, if we're here, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 2, 2, 3, 4. Concentrating on technique, making sure I'm loose, dynamics. I would do this on the actual snare drum. I wouldn't do this on my pad. Next, I'm going to triplets. So double strokes with triplets. 3, 4. Triplet, 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 triplet. 1 lolly, 2 lolly, 3 lolly, 4 lolly. That's for 2 measures. Now, you'll notice the way I've notated the stickings. I'm just going to give you the beginning of the sticking. So where you're going to wind up or where you're going to start with the hand. I didn't write down all the stickings. Again, I'm taking for granted that you know these rudiments. If you know these rudiments, when I say right and above it's written paradiddle, you know it's right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. If it was going to be inverted, I would put inverted paradiddle and start with the left. Okay, so we need to understand how that's written out. You don't need to ever have everything spoon-fed to you at this point, especially if you're going through this type of a warm-up. Okay, we're going to do 16th notes next. So, and this is at 80 BPM. I would suggest you do it between 80 and 85 BPM, maybe as slow as 70 if you have some trouble with some of these. 2 16th notes, go. 1e and a 2e and a 3e and a 4e and a 1e and a 2e and a 3e and a 4e and a. Sextuplets, 2, 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and then 32nd notes. 3, 4. Okay, so we're going all the way eighths, triplets, 16th notes, sextuplets, and 32nd notes. If you really want to get complicated, you can add quintuplets in there in between 16th notes and sextuplets, and then you can also add septuplets, or 7, in between sextuplets and 32nd notes. That's just if you want to go that extra mile. I would suggest waiting to add those because you're probably going to have some trouble subdividing those. All right, the next one we have is the single stroke 7. Single stroke 7, we're going to start with sextuplets, so 1 beat of sextuplets into a quarter note, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then we go to the left hand. In measure 2, we shorten that quarter note by an eighth note, so now it sounds like 3 and 4 and And then to turn it around, I'm going to be putting a double paradiddle in there. So right, left, right, left, right, right. And that turns us around to our left hand. So to play that all together, two, three, four. And that gets us ready to go into the 32nd notes of single stroke 7. All we're going to be doing is playing six 32nd notes followed by a 16th note. So 1, E, and A. 1, E, and A. 1, E, and A. And then the beat 2, we'll switch hands. 1, E, and A. 2, E, and A. 3, E, and A. 4, E, and A. At 80 BPM, 16 notes. We're going to do that measure twice. Okay, so all the seven single stroke seven together, two, three, four. All right, the first measure I didn't switch the stickings. I played three right-handed ones, but you're going to switch every time. Then we have a single stroke four, okay? The single stroke four is three sextuplet notes, so one, two, three, four. That's gonna be on the and. We're just gonna play that two times through, two measures of that. Then switch hands, so four times total, four. Now, you might be like, Stephen, this is a lot. We have a lot more to go. Okay, I'm going to string all these together so that you can hear it played later. But I'm just going to kind of go through the individual. So if you're like, okay, I got that, you need to pause the video as you go. All right, after that, after we're going ba-da-ba-bop, 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 then we're going into five-stroke rolls starting with a right hand. So one and two and. We're going to be switching hands, obviously. One and two and three and four and. Then in the measure, the second measure there, we go to the right hand plays the downbeat and we're rolling on the upbeat. So one and two and three and four and. So the first two measures together of the five stroke roll, three, four. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and. And that leads us into the third measure of the five-stroke roll. We're going to take that eighth note and turn it into a 16th note. This is another variation that you'll see very popular with the five-stroke roll. And so it's going to go 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and. Then start on the right hand the first time through. The next measure, last measure, we're going to start the accent first. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a. That last beat four is a paradiddle to turn it around. Right, left, right, right. And we go all the way back to the front of that four measures for the five-stroke roll and do it off the left hand. Okay, so all that together. Two, three. Let's play the last two measures of it just so you can hear what that sounds like. Three, four. Okay, all together. Two, three, four. One and two and three and four and one and two and. Right, now that's the five-stroke roll. All together, once you get this all together, depending on the tempo, it's going to take 8 to 12 minutes to do this warm-up. Six-stroke roll. We're going to go through the four. We're going to move it along its grid, the four incarnations of it. So we're going to have where the accents are on the end. So 1, E, and A, 2, E, and A, 3, E, and A. Then we're going to move both accents to the front. 1, E, and A, 2, E, and A, 3, E, and A, 4, E. Then we're going to move the diddles on the outside and the accents in the middle, so inverted. One, E, and a, two, E, and a, three, E, and a, four, E, and. Then we move the accents on the outside, on the back side of it. So real slow, all of them. 4, E, and a 1, E, and a 2, E, and a 3, E, and a 4, E, and a 1, E, and a 2, E, and a 3, E, and a 4, E, and a 1, E, and a 2, E. All together. 2, 3, 4. Then going into a 7-stroke roll, we're going to move the 7-stroke roll over 4 measures across its grid. So the first measure of the 7-stroke roll, 1, E, and a. The second measure of the 7-stroke roll, the accent comes to the front. 1, E, and a. 2, E, and a. The third measure, the accent goes to the second note. So 1, E, and a. 2, E, and a. Fourth measure, it goes to the and. 1, E, and a. 2, E, and. By doing that, we have all the different variations of the 7-stroke roll. So very slowly, 4, E, and a. 1, E, and a. 2, E, and a. 3, E, and a. 4, E, and a. 1, E, and a. 2, E, and a. 3, 4, 1, E, and a. 2, E, and a. 3, E, and a. 4, E, and a. 1, E, and a. 2, E, and a. 3, E, and a. 4, E, and a. Tempo, 2, 3, 4. Then we have the 9-stroke roll. It's going to bring you there. The 9-stroke roll is just one measure long. We do it twice. And it's going to simply go 1, E, and a, 2, E, and then on the and of 2, we start again with the left hand. 3, E, and a, 4, E, and a. We're going to do that measure twice. Reverse the sticking on the next one. So 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and a. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and. At tempo, 2, 3, 4. All right, moving on to the next measure. I know I'm moving fast, but I'm assuming we already know all of these. 10-stroke roll. We're going to start here with 2 16th notes. So 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E. Excuse me. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and a, 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and. Then reverse the sticking. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and a, 1, E, and a, 2, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and. 2, 3, 4. 1, and a, 2, and 3, and 4. Reverse. Excuse me, reverse at 3, left hand. Okay, that's going to be the 10-stroke. The 11-stroke is going to be laid out the same way, but instead of playing the two accents up front, we diddle that second accent. So 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and a, 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E. Turn around. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 4, E, and a, 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and. Tempo, 280 BPM. Then we have 13-stroke roll. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and. Left hand. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and. We're going to do that for two measures, and we do those two measures twice. 2, 3, 13-stroke roll. Stroke roll, the same thing except we diddle the and. So 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a. Excuse me. Let me get that right. Yeah, that's right. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a. Then switch hand. No, it stays the same hand. I'm getting confused with my stick. 1, E, and a, 2, E, and a, 3, E, and a, 4, E, and a. At tempo. 2, 3, 4. Then we switch stickings to the left hand. Four. Then we go to the single stroke roll. Single stroke roll, we do the same thing we did with the double stroke. So we go from eighth notes to triplets, 16th notes, sextuplets to 32nd notes. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. For two measures, triplets. Sixteenths. Sextuplets. Thirty-seconds. Then we go to paradiddles and we do the exact same thing, except with paradiddles. Go to paradiddles with eighth notes, one and two and three and four, and with triplets, one, two, three, one lolly, two lolly, three lolly, four lolly, one lolly, two lolly, three lolly, four lolly. 16th notes, one E and a two E and a three E and a four E. Sextuplets, one and two and three and four and 32nd notes, one. Okay. After we do that, then we go to a double paradiddle. Double paradiddle, as we know, is right, left, right, left, right, right, left, right. And we're going to do that on 16th notes for six beats. So 1 E and a 2 E and a 3 E and a 4 E and a 1 E and a 2 E and a. Then sextuplets. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then we move the accent. So the accent goes to the upbeat. So instead of 1 E and a 2 E and a. We now have the accent here. 2 E and a 3 E and a 4 E and a 1 E and a 2 E and a 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Play those together. Three, four. Then we have, going into sextuplets, two measures. One measure, the accent is on the downbeat of the rudiment. The next measure, it's on the second note of the rudiment. Two, three, four. Then we go into triple paradiddle. Triple paradiddle, unaccented the whole way, is going to go 1 E and a, 2 E and a. That's four measures we do that. Then we go into the paradiddle diddle with triplets. So paradiddle diddle, accent the first two notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, except triplets. 1 lolly, 2 lolly, 3 lolly, 4 lolly. 1 lolly, 2 lolly, 3 lolly, 4 lolly. Then two measures of sextuplets. So, second two measures. We end on a quarter note on beat 4 of the fourth measure, and we switch hands. So then we then lead with the left hand. Then we're moving to flams. So flams for the quarter note, one, alternating, one, two, three, four. Then we go to quarter note triplets after two measure. Quarter note triplets sound like this. If we're a quarter, two, three, four. One, two, three, quarter note triplets. Triplet, 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 triplet. Then eighth notes, one and two and three and four and one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, quarter note triplets. Eighth notes. All right, then we get my favorite one of this one, and that's flam taps and tap flams. So flam tap. All right, we know what that is. We're going to do a measure of 16th notes. 1 E and a, 2 E and a, 3 E and a, 4 E and a. Then we start with the left hand in the second measure. So then we pull the flam on the upbeat. So 1 E and a, 2 E and a, 3 E and a, 4 E and a. And we use that to turn us around. So two flams in a row. 2, 3, 4. That moves us into flammaccues. Flammaccue, one E and a two, three E and a four. Then we shorten that quarter note to an eighth note. One E and a two E and a three E and. Then we use a flam paradiddle to turn us around. That turns us around to the left hand where we go with the left flammaccue. One E and a two E and a three E and a four E and a one E and a two and a three E and flam paradiddle. We do a left flam paradiddle. Then we go to the flam paradiddles themselves. Two. Three, four, one, two, three, four. Flammed mills. So it's right, right, left, right, left, left. They sound the same, but it's different sticking. So let's go all the way from the flam taps to all the way down to the flam mills. Now I will stop and say something about flams and drags. You can take the creative liberty to interpret them as open or closed. So feel free to say, you know what, I like this as a closed rudiment. I like this as open. So a closed flam, open, closed drag, open. Sounds much more like a diddle. Take the creative liberty to do that. All right, then we have pataflaflaw. So pataflaflaw in the first measure of it's one E and a two E and a. And then we go back on the right hand, three E and a four E and a. Then we go together, one E and a two E and a three E and a four. Reverse the hands, one E and a two E and a three E and a four E and a two E and a three E and a four. Moving on to the flam paradiddle diddles, this will be the hardest rudiment in these because of the speed of the sextuplets. We're going to triplets. We're going to go flam, then a left, right, right, left, left, and then we start with the left. So we do triplets, then sextuplets. It's hard to do with that tempo. So triplets, two, flam paradiddle diddle. Going into Swiss Army triplets in 16th notes. So one E and a two E and a three E and a flam accent. Triplet to turn it around. And then flam accent. And back to it. One E and a two E and a three E and a triplet. One E and a two E and a three E and a trip. Again. Then we're almost there. We're almost there. We got the flam drag. That's going to be in triplets. So triplet, triplet. Flam on the first, diddle on the second, regular downstroke on the third. And we switch every one. Triplet, one lolly, two lolly, three lolly, four lolly. So let's go from the flam, let's go from the Swiss Army triplets. Two, three, four. Then we're going into the single drag tap. It's going to go like this. One E and a, two E and a, three E and a. And then use that triplet. Triplet. And that turns it around. One E and a, two E and a, three E and a. Triplet. We do that twice. And that brings us into the drags. We're starting with a left drag at the end. So it goes one, two, three, four, one, and two, and three, and switch to the right. Starting at the single drag tap, two, three. Start at the flam drag. One, two. Got through it. All right, that's all at 80 BPM. Again, I'm going to put samba underneath, or I'm going to put eighth notes, or I'm going to put quarter notes because I want to get my feet involved. That can be something that you add later, though. For right now, just add quarter notes, and that'll help get you warmed up. Don't forget dynamics. Don't forget articulation. Don't forget musicality. Don't forget groove. Don't forget timing. Don't forget tech. All of those big seven, we need to put those in there. And then later, I'm going to show you how to grow your warm-up technique. And this, I'll kind of elaborate on how I now use the whole drum kit. I use zoning, and I take my rudiments through the different zones while I'm going through this. All right, so we'll talk about that in a later lesson.